When things feel uncertain and out of bounds and strange and crazy, what do? You try and find normalcy. Try and find a pattern. That's what we're kind of instinctive on doing. What's part of normal life that I can still continue on with amongst the chaos? Well, I want to let you know here at Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks and Office Horror Stories and our new podcast, The Dark Side of Wikipedia, that will be launching very soon. We are doing everything in our power to keep things as normal as possible in this part of your world, the I Listen to Podcasts world. So while everything is in chaos and we're all on edge, that's completely understandable. We're going to do everything we can to provide you with relief, to provide you with some escape from all of the craziness that is out there in this world. So, as the world has changed on us dramatically, once again, and I don't say this lightly, but it changed on us dramatically after 9/11, and it is about to do the same, and it already has for many of us again. We embark upon more ghost stories. A little bastion of normal. But so many always look at it as abnormal. I don't know why. maybe the abnormal will be your normal as we all get through this. Today on the program, a night of peaceful camping turns into a night of horror as something evil or someone evil goes and invades a man's personal space. And then hallucinations or reality. One man wonders how or what is happening to him as he embarks on the strangest day ever. And the Haunted Queen Mary, it holds many stories. We love them. We have a brand new one for you here that we're going to share on this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Welcome to our program. If you're new, if you're returning, welcome home. Welcome back. Sit back. Enjoy EPP bonus episode number 292. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Oh, what's your soul saying? Oh, is your world changing? Oh, what's your soul saying?
Sometimes escaping is just the best route to take. When something is getting crazy, escaping, protecting yourself, that's kind of a good thing. Facing and fighting something that you cannot take on or have no idea what it is you're taking on. Sometimes people fight with ignorance. In our next story, we hear about a man. He's out camping in the woods with his dog. Something comes out of the woods, through the creek, and right up to his tent. Was it something supernatural and evil, or something all too natural and still evil? Take a listen. Think back to that night. All I feel is fear. My heart rate goes up, and I think that little jolt tears down my spine. It's telling me to run. I'll try to make this as short as possible. It was the fall of 2001, not sure of a precise date, but I know it was a Friday. I took my little brother camping in some woods near our house. We lived in the foothills of northeast Georgia, the very rural part of the county. We took our dog with us and just wandered down a trail that followed the creek about a mile and a half back into the woods. We set up a camp and built a fire ring. By the time we started getting firewood, the sun had started to go down in the sky, and in true little brother fashion, we started to get scared and wanted to go back. I wasn't going back after doing all that work, so he took off without me back home. I started a fire and hung out with my dog until it got dark. And once it got dark, I cooked some ramen over the fire and was ready to call it a night. This was before smartphones. So I was 19 and bored. I laid down in the tent, tried to make myself go to sleep. My dog was leashed to a tree to the left of the tent, and a tiki torch was lit to my right. The creek is about 10 yards to the left, and it goes straight behind the campsite as far as you can see. Just the creek with the steep hills on both sides. Out there on a moonless night like that night, I can only see in about a 15-foot radius with that tiki torch. I wasn't scared or freaked out. I grew up in the woods. I don't get scared. Just let me say that first. Well, there I am, lying in the tent, when my dog starts doing this low growl thing that I'd never heard from him. I'm thinking it's deer or whatever. Nocturnal animals are scrounging around, and I start to doze off. I doze off and woke up when he started barking. I'm lying there on my back, and I hear the shuffling of leaves way back in the woods, way back. Deer, I say to myself, just deer. I roll on my side, I fluff my pillow, and I tell the dog to shut the hole in his face, and I try to just sleep. Try shuffling. Just gets closer, slowly, but closer. I lay there for about 20 minutes until the shuffling is at least half a football field away. It still sounds like a deer just walking through the leaves. It doesn't alarm me. The steady pace is weird, though. Deer typically walk and stop and walk and stop, and this isn't stopping. Just a slow, steady shuffling of leaves. My dog is getting more and more aggressive by the minute, barking, growling, and pulling his chain so tight, I can hear it tightening like a wench on the tree. The sound of the metal links digging into the bark, and I can't lie, I was starting to get unnerved. The shuffling of the leaves got closer and closer, and then I heard it slide down the bank and splash into the creek about 30 feet away. Judging by the sound, I'm still in the tent, crouching by this point, quietly putting all my clothes and shoes back on. Once in the creek, it's bone-chillingly clear to me that it's a bipedal animal. It's a person. The stride doesn't break pattern. The same slow, deliberately paced steps. Shh. Person's walking up the creek, and it gets parallel to my tent, and the walking sound just stops. As I said before, the creek's about 10 yards to my left, and I'm sitting up in the tent facing the door of the tent. That yellowish-orange flickering flame of the tiki torch is my right side of the tent lit up, but peeking out the zipper, I don't see anything except black woods 10-plus feet out. The dog's freaking out, still trying to break loose, and I'm trying to figure out what to do. I had no weapons, not even a knife, and suddenly everything goes quiet. All I could hear was the sound of the creek babbling away. I lean in to listen for the dog, and I hear him breathing and sniffing and eating. Eating now? What the fuck? What is he eating? Fucking acorn? Those are my thoughts exactly. I was just frozen. And then I see this silhouette come up beside the tent, and he's eating something else. And I hear something. This against the front of the tent. I don't know why, but I unzipped the tent door just enough to sneak my hand out, and I felt around and picked up the object that just fell out of the sky, and it was a little piece of a hot dog. You could tell it was torn off. My heart dropped out of my ass, and my bones vibrated with the sound of it beating its way back into my body. Within that second, I felt a horrible sense of doom and evil. That's going to wrap up the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear the full thing, all of the episode, well, that's how we support this show and keep it on the air. This is a listener-supported program. We put out the 3 free episodes a week. We do the EPP bonus episode on Thursdays, and we try and give you a whole lot of other extras as well for being a supporter of our program, including a free e-copy of our Amazon best-selling book, our audio book. You get a whole bunch of extra audio, video as well, beyond everything I just talked about. You can sign up to become an EPP to get all of this stuff at ghostpodcast.com or at patreon.com/realghoststories. Please consider supporting our program. That is what allows us to do this thing now more than ever. $5. I know it's tough, but if you can spare it, you've yet value this as part of your kind of escape entertainment. Please do help us keep this thing alive. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. In the rest of this episode, one man wonders how or what's happening to him. Is it a hallucination or reality? As he goes through one of the strangest days ever. And we dig into the Queen Mary. Very creepy story. Someone goes on a tour and, yep, it gets pretty damn active. All that in part two. Sign up to get it, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, I am Tony Bruschi. Stay safe.